From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump's spending bill is facing an uncertain future. Fox News reports that at least one Republican congressman, Thomas Massie from Kentucky, is a definite no. Trump was on Capitol Hill today in an effort to rally Republicans.
There were a couple of things that we talked about specifically where some people felt a little bit one way or the other, not a big deal. And I covered them. It wasn't so much a speech. I covered certain points.
The bill cleared the GOP-led Budget Committee in the House Sunday. GOP lawmakers are looking at changes that could make House passage more difficult this week. Eastern Kentucky could be at risk of tornadoes tonight. It comes just days after a tornado outbreak in the state killed 19 people. Cassie Ventura's mother says she once wired $20,000 to Sean Combs' company to keep him from releasing a sex tape of her daughter.
That's what Regina Ventura told the court Tuesday in Diddy's sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York City. She said she was scared for her daughter's safety. Gerard Gannon, a federal law enforcement agent, testified about finding guns with scratched off serial numbers in the music mogul's Miami home, plus huge quantities of baby oil. And a male exotic dancer known as the Punisher testified about freak-offs with Cassie in which Diddy would direct and record their sex scenes. Rapper Kid Cudi is expected to take the stand as early as Wednesday. Combs has pleaded not guilty to all charges. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A group of immigration lawyers is alleging the Trump administration violated a court order by deporting migrants to South Sudan. In a Tuesday court filing, the attorneys said the migrants were sent to the war-torn country despite not being from there. U.S. District Judge Brian Murphy has previously ruled that the Trump administration must give notice to immigrants before sending them to a country where they don't have ties. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Rather cloudy through tonight with pockets of drizzle near the shore late, lows in the lower 50s. Periods of rain through tomorrow, a much cooler day with a gusty breeze at times, or can be ponding on streets and highways, resulting in slower travel, highs in the middle 50s. Rain will be heavy at times tomorrow night, and that rain will spill over into Thursday as well, along with those cool temperatures still in place. Highs in the lower 50s, but close to 60 in the south. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
61 in Union, 57 in Long Branch, 55 in Vineland. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.